Greetings, this is Nigeria with the UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Hype the Kid on the line with the new single out, D.I.D., and I promise y'all know how we do, it is simply fire. Hype the Kid, say hello to the people.
Hello, Urban Magazine. Hello, people. How's everybody doing?
Wow. I'm loving this new single. So tell me how you began. Give me a little background on your music and why you're doing this right now.
All right, so literally, Dead is my first project, and when I mean first project, it's the first song I've ever done.
Wow.
First rap I've ever done, first time ever rapping.
Mm.
It came about with the producer, my good friend, Beats by BK, and we both been producing together, and he had this song, a sample from Drake's You Fancy from Swiss Beats, and he just told me, you know, this song was great. He goes, I'll have a little hook for it, but I'm not a rapper, you know. I don't have that flow. And he's like, yo, Hype, I think this song's perfect for you. It's like your persona and everything. He already told me, like, you dance.
Yes. You
know, why not do it?
Yes.
And, of course, my answer was, I'm not a rapper. I never rap. So why would I do that?
So how did he bend your arm to do it? Because it is fire, I promise you. It's hot. It's a great project.
Well, he just told me you have that Harlem swag to you. He wanted to make it like a Get Light track. Pay homage to Get Light, but with a unique sound.
Right.
It's something like, you know, from Harlem and especially in the Bronx. Not
the
even,
boogie.
Just in the boroughs around like 2011, even before that. Light feet. It's just a thing where people come together, you got kids off the street, and I was like one of them. Like, my name when I was dancing was Hypey Light, because
right.
I was always hype. He's like, you know, bring that energy. Like, people see you perform when they see you dance, they get that energy from you. Just put that on the track. So I'm like, all right. I just, you know, came up with those lyrics, gave it to him. I'm like, all right, so how do you feel about this? As soon as I said it, he goes, we're recording this. This is gonna be a hit.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, me not thinking about it, I'm just like, look. If it does, you know, if it goes up and this happens, so be it. But if it doesn't, I won't be surprised. And as long as I'm here to help you on your project, it's cool. I'm cool. I'm with it.
Right. No, I think you got a future in it. But you talked about also producing. So you like being behind the scenes more?
I have a combo of both. I can say, like, I am a shy person. When people meet me, no one believes that. So but I am really a shy person.
Mm.
And I do like doing a lot of behind the scenes work because I feel like there I can show my creativity, and I like connecting and helping others and working with others to make something, like, you know, to make that main goal.
Yeah. Your friend, he's a producer as well?
Yes.
What's his name?
Beats by BK.
Beats by BK?
Yeah. He's from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, Harlem. I'm from the Bronx. Well, let me just salute that gentleman right there. That and having a very good ear, because it is a hit. It really is. When I look at the video and I'm listening to it, for you to say it's your first time, it's like, what? But it has all the elements of that Harlem. I mean, it's just okay. All right, so so you guys are working on an EP, so we're going to hear more from you, which we need it. Oh, my goodness, we need it. Are you producing on the EP as well?
Yes. I'm coming with the Hype the Kid sound, so you're going to hear a lot more of not just only me rapping, but also the kind of sound I'm trying to create.
Man, you're on the right track, and we need that, like, now. I don't know what we have out here today. I feel like just standing up and shouting, yes, bring it back. So what's your message behind your music? This D.I.D. is definitely one of those, oh, jump on the floor, boom, 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 get your dance on. What's the message in that single? And besides your sound, what else are you bringing to the table as far as any message? And if not, no message, just you feel like just whatever. But do you have any kind of story that you're bringing?
Yeah, with Dead, literally, it was the first thing I've ever did. So it's like when you hear it, like nails done, hair done, everything did.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's about you feeling good. Like, my message is to bring people so they can relate. Music is about relating. Music,
right,
for me helped me through my situations and got me where I am to this point. And I just feel like, you know, with Dead, it was like Not everybody has everything perfect. You know,
everyone has problems. Right.
But when you know you do those things, those little things that make you feel good, you know, if it's your hair, your nails, you know, if you just dance, even if you can't dance, if you do something that you like, you did it. No matter what anyone says, you're doing it, and that means you did it.
That's good.
So if you're afraid to dance in a circle, I say in there, you know, you're in a circle, you know, point them out, like, bring the crew, bring your friends.
Right.
You have people, like, bring that support. It's about bringing that support and doing something for you.
Right.
And my message when I'm trying to progress in my music is just have a good time, you know, just always think positive, because no matter what people say, you are the one, you are that fire.
Right.
There's nobody like you. You are that fire. You are that flame.
That's right. And I love
Just bring that energy.
Yeah. And you are bringing it. You're bringing it. So right now, musically, you're producing, you're working on your new EP. What have been some of your influences?
Well, I could say a huge influence is Missy Elliott. I literally hear it all the time. I'm like, you got that Missy sound. And literally at first, I wasn't sure what that meant, because I'm like, I don't sound like Missy Elliott.
Right.
But I understand, like, my flow, my energy, how I'm bringing it. It's like a Missy Elliott.
Right.
And, like, for me, you know, I want to be the Missy Elliott of my generation.
Okay.
Because, like, or her. She went around her time, there's no female rapper like her. She had the style that made people question, like, what's going on.
Right.
But it was hot.
Yes.
It was, you know, it was something different. And it's to this day, it's something different. You can still play that, you know, those tracks and still have that feeling when the first time you heard the song.
Good.
So
good. You answered
and I would
that very
say,
well.
Oh, yo, go ahead.
No, I said you answered that very well. That was hot. That, you know, you want to, in comparison, because, you know, sometimes people take offense. It's like, oh, you sound like, but you really, you know, you impressed me with your answer. I'm over here like, okay, that was good. That, yes, be that of your time. Not that you're like her or you're trying to be like her, but that era, making yourself a stamp in your era is hot. That's hot. And Missy, definitely, that's a compliment, you know. So, yes. And what is real important is just what you said, that after it's said and done, years later, you want to be able to put that song on and everybody's still like, oh, that's hot, that you're really on the right path for that. Now, you're dancing. You know, I got to learn some moves. I think if the music don't jump, which it will, you definitely could be a choreographer. I mean, is that just natural or is that something you're interested in as well?
Dancing is literally the reason I got into dancing. I've been dancing as soon as I could walk. Like, dancing, music influenced for me dancing, because when I dance, it's not about, oh, let me get these moves that are out, let me learn this.
Right.
It's about what I feel from it. It's like I take in that music and what's the beat telling me? Where is it taking me?
Mm-hmm.
And my body just flows with it.
I mean, and that's the truth. That's the truth. I was like, ow, you know, I got to get some moves. So if you see me and I bit a move, I'm sorry. Just letting you know in advance. I might snatch the move here and there. Well, Hype the Kid, I mean, I'm always excited when we interview people and I know they're going. So I feel real, real honored. Like, yeah, well, now she's officially a key player. We are where key players speak. And once a key player, always a key player. And we will definitely support you on this project, because we know what it takes to get that publicity out and get the message out. Have you been performing this single anywhere?
Not yet, but we're about to drop a video really soon. So, you know, once that goes, you know, everything else from there.
Right.
It's just, you know, going up.
Well, you know, I'm sure everything will be in demand once everything is said and done. Keep up the great work. Can we get an exclusive on what the next single might be?
Well, you know, I am, you know, I'm also Nigerian, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
I have, you know, a lot of, like, international fans, and hip-hop, you know, that's my heart, but I also want to bring, you know, Afrobeat is coming up.
Of course.
So I want to bring that to my different worlds. I want to bring them together. I want to show them Hype the Kid of the Afro. and the hip hop together.
That's good. And I didn't know that. And that's really good because you're in a time now where you have social media and everything's digital that you have the ability to be that creative. So I just say, please be liquid and don't get stifled. You know, let people see every side of you and just learn to appreciate you because you're definitely full of a lot of talent. So don't be afraid and don't let nobody tell you, we don't think that's ready or that might not be it. Because one thing's for sure, while this single may be hot over here in the U.S. and repping for Harlem, the Bronx and all the hip hop heads, definitely you could drop something and it'd be hot over there in London and Africa and Canada. And, you know, like you said, you have the best of both worlds. So that's great. And don't let nobody stop you. If they do, you call me and, you know, we'll straighten that out.
Yeah, you know, I will.
All right. So you have anything else you want to say while you got the open mic?
Well, I just want to let the public know, the people, no matter what you're doing, what you're struggling with, you can always conquer what you need and what you want. It just takes that work. Just believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself first, who else is going to believe in you?
That's right. So are you on social media yet? I mean, I know this is fresh. You on social media? You got a webpage?
Yeah, everything, like literally all social media platforms, is Hype the Kid. So okay. HYPETHAKID, all together.
Okay, Hype the Kid. Well, thank you so much for coming through UrbanBuzzMag.com. We love it. We are hyped on DID. I mean, you know, if I was a radio station, they would probably call and be like, if you don't stop playing that song right there, you know, and I wish you and your team the best. We now media family. So, like I said, we're here for you whenever you need us.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.